Hello, everyone, and a special hello to all the mothers. My name is Deborah Lene, and I am the host of Co-Parenting Your Thrive Guide podcast. I wanted to start today by taking you on a journey about how I arrived to where I am today and what motivated me to start this podcast. I was born into a small Midwestern town, and I was born into a very strict religious family. And my father was the head of this very strict group. And as you can imagine, my weeks consisted of church and church and more church, and schooling was within the church. So it was a very small group of people that I associated with. I was the third of four children. And within our community, women were taught to be submissive and were to know their place. And as a girl, for me, that was really difficult because I was very strong-minded and I definitely had my own thoughts about things. And as most of my friends will tell you, that as an adult, I'm the same, good and bad. But within the group, you know, women were taught that, you know, you have children, you get married, have children, and you be supportive to your husband. And so I went along with that. So at 18, I wanted to go to Florida and go to a college in Florida, and my parents would not allow me to do so. And to be honest, I didn't realize I had a choice. I just did what I was told to do. And so I married a guy shortly after I was told I could not go to Florida. I married a guy, and that was within the church. And we, at 20, I had a daughter, Bree, who is wonderful and amazing. And you're going to hear more from her in the other podcast or other episodes that I do. So after she was born, her father became very, very ill, and he was paralyzed for a short period of time. And it was really a devastating time for us. And I was working, taking care of my family. I was going to school, college, and it was really, really difficult. And in addition, I had the judgment of some of the women within the church telling me that if I was more submissive, if I hadn't chosen to go to college, that in fact, God would not have allowed this sickness to come into my family. So as you can imagine, it was a lot of judgment. And needless to say, after several years, and there's a lot of story in between, but I chose to get divorced. So at 23, I got divorced. And in getting divorced, I was ultimately excommunicated by the church. I didn't have a relationship with my family for quite a period of time. And so I was a single mother. I had no support outside of, I didn't know anyone outside the church. So I was homeless for a period of time. But all in all, what I did have was a lot of humor. I had my education. I had a lot of humor. And I had a ton of grit. And learning to co-parent with my daughter's father was one of the most difficult things just because of the religious dynamics that was involved. As the years unfolded from going to court over child custody and then finding myself pregnant again at the age of 30, and then I ultimately placed that child for adoption, and then lo and behold, that adoption process actually went all the way to the state Supreme Court. It was very traumatic and unbelievable, but thank God the adoption went through, and I have had a wonderful open adoption relationship. It has been such a blessing, and that you guys will hear more about in November. I will be doing, November is adoption month, so I will be doing a whole series of episodes about my open adoption. So managing an open adoption with my son and his adoptive parents to a new marriage, and then having my surprise child, Ava, at 41, all of these experiences and parenting decisions, right or wrong, they bring me to this moment right now. And I have realized that it is so important for each of us to understand and to really own our own co-parenting stories and to recognize not just big moments, but also to own the struggles and the doubts and everything in between. And my hope is that this podcast will be a place for all of us to grow, to sort through situations, to maybe have tough conversations that many of us need to have and should have. And I want us to be vulnerable about our own struggles, and because we're all trying to figure out this co-parenting life. I want this podcast to feel like we're sitting in front of a fireplace on a cool evening with a warm cup of hot chocolate. And I just want it to be real and authentic and vulnerable. And most importantly, I want it to inspire you to show that you can give more grace in your co-parenting relationships, or it'll inspire you to be more vulnerable with someone that you have a relationship with, or have a tough conversation with one of your co-parents or a family member. The truth of my story is that these lifelong experiences that I've shared with my daughters, my son, my close friends, and others, the conversations that I've had that have helped me understand myself more clearly and have learned to give myself permission to be something other than what the world expected me to be. Learning to co-parent effectively takes lots of give and take, lots of communication, and lots of grace extended. So I hope you join me on this co-parenting journey as we learn and grow together. My name is Deborah Lanay, and I am so glad you are here.